This is Twit.
So I know you picked up on this news because you mentioned it before, Leo. Google, the Wall Street Journal reports, is planning to add native ad blocking to Chrome. And I think this is fabulous because they're going to do, very likely, if they pursue this, Google has not commented on the Wall Street Journal's reporting, but I have, the Wall Street Journal's probably, I mean, this makes sense if nothing else, but we don't have confirmation from Google. But I expect them to be able to do for advertising very much what they did for security, and it's been a mixed blessing, as we know. For example, it was Google's leveraging the power of their Chrome platform that forced changes in the TLS and certificate infrastructure on the internet, because if Chrome wasn't going to support some features, everybody had to run around and scramble in order to accommodate them. I mean, I went to great lengths to keep GRC able to be viewed right up until New Year's Eve of 2015 in order to make Chrome happy, yet still allow GRC visitors who could only use SHA-1 signed certs to get to GRC. Thus the power of what Google decides to do. So the Wall Street Journal said Alphabet Inc.'s Google is planning to introduce an ad blocking feature in the mobile and desktop versions of its popular Chrome web browser, reported by people familiar with the company's plans. The ad blocking feature, which could be switched on by default within Chrome, would filter out certain online ad types deemed to provide bad experiences for users as they move around the web. Google could announce the feature within weeks, but it's still ironing out specific details and still could decide not to move ahead with the plan, the people said.
They were going to, remember, put encryption in Gmail, too, and didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Unacceptable ad, although this to me seems real clean. Encrypted Gmail, unacceptable ad types would be those recently defined by the Coalition for Better Ads. And I've got a link here in the show notes below, Leah, that breaks out what those are. An industry group that released a list of ad standards in March. According to those standards, ad formats such as pop-ups, auto-playing video ads with sound, priestitial ads, which is a term I hadn't encountered before, instead of interstitial, these are priestitial, with countdown timers, are deemed to be, quote, beneath a threshold of consumer acceptability, unquote. In one possible application Google is considering, it may choose, and get this, choose to block all advertising that appears on sites hosting offending ads instead of the individual offending ads themselves. In other words, site owners may be required to ensure all of their ads meet the standards or could see all advertising across their sites blocked in Chrome.
Woo-hoo. That's awesome. Of course, no Google ads violate these standards.
Correct. And that's why I think this is a brilliant move, because
you know what? It was forced, because yes, the choice was let the everybody use ad blockers and then you're really dead meat, or yep, do something meeting them halfway. I think yep, they had to do this. This is an example of us winning, in effect.
Yes, exactly. The Wall Street Journal in their reporting said that the uptake of online ad blocking tools has grown rapidly in recent years, with 26% of U.S. users now employing the software on their desktop devices, according to some estimates. So, Google, as we know, in 2016, they made $60 billion in revenue from online advertising. They're seeing that threatened because users are responding to obnoxious, I've listened to you so many times, annoyed by self-starting videos playing, like when you're trying to do a podcast and something's there making
all the
noise.
Time. Yeah. It's really annoying.
So I just say bravo to Google for this. So on the desktop, they're saying that pop-up ads, auto-playing video ads with sound, pre-stitial ads with a countdown, and large sticky ads would be banned. All of those also on mobile, plus mobile ads. If a site has an advertising density higher than 30%, if the animated ads are flashing to grab your attention, if they are positional ads with a countdown, or full screen rollover ads, those additional four categories would be banned on mobile. And I hope this happens, because what this would do, I mean, this is, again, in the same way that Google leveraged their clout in order to force security to be improved, they're helping us. I mean, I only have ad blocking on because I look at someone's machine that doesn't have it, and I'm thinking, how can you even see through the ads in order to get to the content? So if this gets fixed, and the point is, it'll have to get fixed, because if Chrome won't display it, that's half of the market, half of the install base now of browsers are Chrome. And so if Chrome won't do it, the ads will have to back down. So, yay.